Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Thursday evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, and really every night for that matter. We got a fun program for you this evening, though. I think my guest is going to impress you with his information. It's information that you can implement right away, and it's information that could potentially protect you from a great many things. You'll understand as we delve into the interview, but I think you'll be very excited about this. And I invite you to weigh in with your own questions, your own thoughts, your own insights, stories, whatever the case may be. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you joining us via the internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org, or, of course, our website, which is franklyspeakingradio.com. Either way, you can listen to the program, and we hope that you are doing so. So a little on the chilly side here this evening, but not too shabby, all things considered. I did spend probably about 3 hours at the dentist this afternoon, which luckily I have a fantastic dentist. I had some people requesting some information about him. It's Dr. Michael Krupka, All About Smiles. They're up in Rogers. We've done some interviews. I tell you to go and listen to the archives, but yeah, you can't do that, can you? So anyway, he's a phenomenal guy, and I think only he could I go to the dentist with him and actually be able to do a talk program the same day. So go figure. Now, you might say, well, maybe you're just getting a cleaning. No, I have pretty much the problematic fillings that I think we all had when we were growing up, you know, the silver ones that really have. I think I heard him say that an ideal life with those silver fillings is about 5 years. So when you take most of us who've had them for 20 years or 30 years or whatever the case may be, you're pretty much, you know, you're set up to fail. But anyway, those fillings do tend to crack your teeth, so you got to go in and have them redone or replaced, hopefully. And the stuff they're using these days, far, far, far better material. It looks better, it feels better, and it's better for you. So anyway, very, very exciting. So as it is Thursday evening, and as we head in towards another weekend, obviously there's some traumatic weather happening all over the place, up north in particular. I think, you know, some places in New York are 3 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, and expected to possibly get another 100 inches in some place by Sunday. So this is just a devastating thing, especially for all those people who maybe even bought into the lie of the weather forecasters who said, you know, around summertime that it was going to be a really mild winter and people would save a lot on their heating bills. And I said, it's not going to happen that way. Don't believe the hype. They want you to go and blow your money at Christmas time. They want you to not worry about having to stockpile certain things. But this is just a real tragedy to see this stuff happen, because I don't care where you live. Yeah. 7 feet of snow, I mean, I think that's a little excessive. And obviously, plenty more on the way. So, folks, you know, stay warm, be smart. We've done some shows already here just on the night program about preparedness, things you can do, how you can rig your house up to function, how you can communicate with the outside world, different sort of things that you should have on hand to protect yourself and make sure that you're going to be okay. So you know, you got to look out for yourself. Everybody, I think, out there wants to help other people. You know, we all want to communicate ideas. We all want to communicate suggestions, solutions, insights, things that can be of assistance to other people. But you have to be I guess, in a good place yourself in order to actually be of any degree of assistance to someone else. So we're going to talk about some solutions here this evening, and I think you're going to be very, very excited and pleased with our guest who will be joining us when we come back from this first break. Please stay with us, my friends. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right. Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. And we have our guest with us. I think you're going to be very, very excited with what he has to say. Before we bring him up, though, here's a quick news story that's kind of on point. It's WCBSTV.com, and it came out today, strangely enough. Here's what it says. In New York is where the story comes from. In 2006 alone, more than 670,000 people had their identity stolen in America. The financial toll, $1.2 billion. CBS2 cameras recently went undercover to tell you about a scam that many people don't know about. It starts in your local post office, and right now there's nothing you can do to stop it. Hey, that's exciting, isn't it? An identity thief hijacked Steve Zuckerman's name by stealing his mail, and not from his mailbox in Great Neck, New York, but by using a loophole in the U.S. postal system. We went undercover, they say, inside several area post offices and found that it couldn't be any easier. Said Zuckerman, quote, "People lose their homes over stupidity like this," end quote. The hidden cameras showed something shocking. And then this is in quotes. This is the conversation. I presume they ran, you know, the video in conjunction with this. This is just like the text from the story, but here's what it says. I assume this is from the hidden cameras. CBS2, quote, "I want to put a change of address form in today. Do you need ID for this?" End quote. Postal worker, quote, "No, you just fill this out and put it in the mailbox or give it to us." End quote. CBS2, quote, "No ID?" End quote. Postal workers, again, "No." "You heard right. You don't need ID when you turn in a change of address card." Zuckerman said, quote, "It was about 2 weeks before I realized my personal mail was not coming." End quote. Now, when I first read that, I thought, boy, you know, it's very interesting. How could he not notice for 2 weeks that he wasn't getting mail? And then I realized, oh, personal mail. So you still get all the crap, right? So I guess, you know, it makes sense to a certain degree. Anyway, if you're wondering where it was going, Nassau County Police said it went to a Brooklyn apartment on Ocean Avenue. An ID thief forged a change of address card, signature and all, diverting it there. The mail for his wife and kids still came to the house, so he had no clue someone was swiping his. CBS2 decided to press a local post office employee on how they can be so lax about identification, but the worker said ID theft is not a problem, mostly because nobody would try to steal from the post office. The worker, was oblivious to the problem, even though she was working right across from a poster which warned about ID theft. And at a post office after post office, it was more of the same. Al Weissman, postal inspector, said, "Just look at the numbers. Only 100 out of the 45 million change of address cards submitted last year wound up having the possibility of being fraud. However, that's little comfort to those who've been victimized." Weissman said, within a week, a confirmation letter goes out. However, it took months for Zuckerman to get his. Within a couple of weeks, the thieves ultimately opened up 9 credit cards in Zuckerman's name, using those pre-approved applications, running up a credit limit of $90,000, and affecting his ability to borrow money. And, perfect question, here in the story, so what can you do to protect yourself? Which I think is the ideal lead-in for our guest this evening. This book is fantastic. It is a must-have, my friends, because if you want to learn how to be off the grid, how to be technically, on paper, be completely and totally invisible, this book is for you. It's entitled Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living. Please welcome to the program, Grant Hall. Grant, thank you for your time.
Oh, hello, Frank, and I appreciate you having me back.
Oh, boy. Well, we had such a blast the first time you were on that this is a distinct pleasure for me to have you back, because this information is vital in this day and age on a variety of different levels. Let's start out with this, though. What do you make of that story? Is that, I mean, obviously, you know, these are some things that are covered in the book and whatnot, but, you know, most people wouldn't have thought, geez, just a change of address card and I can lose everything.
That's correct. You really have to insulate yourself to avoid that kind of a problem. I believe there's 47.8 billion in losses in 2006 from identity
wow.
theft alone, and the average business loses over $10,000 when they're strict a victim of identity theft, while the average person loses about $2,500 and a good portion of their net worth, generally speaking.
Wow.
Nearly 1 in 20 of people are victims of identity theft in the last couple of years, according to the statistics that I've read. So it is an increasing problem. I believe that the very best way to avoid such a problem, first of all, prevention is the preferred route here. You
Yes.
don't want to have it happen to you. So I believe the very best way to avoid this is by living, like you just mentioned, a lifestyle which puts you underneath the radar and keeps people from having your personal information, including your home address, unless you want them to have that for the reason that they're very close to you or something. But your mail should not be coming to your home address, and you should not have that at risk, because it can happen. Just like you explained, people can run up $90,000 credit bills, and it is a mess to fix. You do not want that to happen to you. It takes forever, anywhere from 6 months up to several years, and that's the best-case scenario, not to mention the time, effort, money involved to do that. My gosh, you don't want it to happen to you.
Well said. Very well said. And I think it's important that it is stressed, because when you watch credit card commercials and whatnot, they highlight the fact that they are secure as far as identity theft, that there are protections in place to protect you if you go with that credit card. So, you know, you're squared away. You have nothing to worry about. Yes, it's a problem, and yes, there's reason to be cautious, but if you choose our credit card company, then you could just throw caution to the wind, because we're looking out for you.
They do the best they can. The banks do pretty well. Mm-hmm. They've got some really sophisticated software. They've got a large part of their personnel that do activate those new cards are pretty sophisticated people, and they check you out pretty thoroughly before they put that in new card into motion. However, you have to realize what you're dealing with here. The crooks are generally smarter than the other people on the other end of the phone, because they do that for a living.
That's true.
It's really difficult to outsmart some of these people. The stories are just amazing. What happens? People lose their houses over this, like you may have mentioned. You lose your cars. You lose your entire net worth. They defraud you out of your bank accounts, your brokerage accounts, everything imaginable. They would take the clothes off your back if it wasn't on you, so it wasn't accessible. It's just really, really a problem. There's a lot of people out there that are selling policies and so on and so forth to prevent this. I don't endorse those. I think the real way to prevent this is to live a low profile life, and to have your assets and your mail under your control entirely.
Yes, very, very well said. And I think that's really the thing that resonated with me throughout the course of reading and even rereading this book, as it's become such an incredible resource and reference tool for me as different situations develop in my life. So I applaud you wholeheartedly. I think this is probably the best how-to book I've ever read on you know, in this regard. It's fantastic. But, you know, people need to understand that there are many reasons to protect what you have, not just because of identity theft, but maybe because of a stalking situation. That's another reason. You know, I've been in radio now for 14 years. I've had stalkers, males and females. The majority of them are in jail still, because of, these were not like simply little, like, I'm a fan of the show type of stalkers. These were the crazies, you know, Grant. I mean, they are out there. And for me, I'm not a small guy by any means. I can handle myself quite well. But I prefer not to be in that situation. And in radio, of course, this is something that pops up a lot. A lot of people have been doing radio for a long time, use different names and different things like that. But, you know, for me, it's something I have to contend with. So, and again, a lot of people, a lot of guys might think, well, it's not something that will ever come up in my life. And hopefully it will never will, but it can. And then also, for women, there's ex-husbands, ex-boyfriends, there's, you know, maybe parents, who knows? In addition to, of course, credit card companies and debt collection services, a lot of times they're just, somebody's out there, whether they are legitimate or not, everybody's looking to take something from you. So you sure, should be insulated against such things.
Well said. I'll tell you, I am just amazed at the open book most people's lives become. You know, I think privacy, which I really have a strong feeling about, is so important, and even more so important today than ever before. Being a high-profile person, you've come to appreciate the value of it. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is in that position, but still everybody can be confronted in day-to-day life, or just have somebody that they run into who is not in their best interest to know all of their personal business. And so for that reason, it is my opinion that the individual should screen everybody that comes into their lives, and that means be very cautious.
Yes, absolutely. And be very cognizant of like you said, who is in your life, and why volunteer some information? You can be friends with someone, you can, you know, enjoy working with them or whatever you might do, however your interactions might go, without necessarily telling them specifically where you live, inviting them over to your house, showing them what you've got and how you operate your things. I mean, there's a certain amount of decorum and unfortunately a certain amount of caution that I think has to take place in this day and age that did not need to take place, you know, in the past. And I think a lot of that has changed. Certainly a lot of people, I think, are aware that the federal government, for example, is always, always, always data mining information. They want to know, you know, your credit card. And with that, of course, they can find out, let's say you rented some movies. Well, you've got an account there at Blockbuster. They know all the movies you rented and that your entire history of having the account. You go and you take some money out of the ATM. They know where you were, how much you took out, how much is remaining, in your balance. You maybe go and you go to a restaurant. They can figure out through that database what you ate, how much you tipped, all of these things. And of course, it goes on and on and on. Any purchases you might make. So, you know, we all know that these data mining programs exist. Now, back when it was just evil criminals, you know, maybe we just erred on the side of, hey, you know what? I'm a good, upstanding citizen. It's very, very unlikely this would happen to me, which is foolish. But now we've got the federal government in this country and other governments, of course, too, all participating in this data collection thing that I think most people are saying, hey, wait a minute here. You're going after data for everybody, whether they're a criminal or not. And you are the guys who are setting the laws and enforcing the laws. So I have more to fear from you than just some vagrant who maybe needs a little extra cash to fund a habit. You know, you're more likely to get targeted by bigger entities than, you know, a lone wolf running some kind of identity theft operation. I'm just saying that I think this is something everyone needs to understand, how vital the information that you have in this book is, Grant, and also how vital that the time you're going to spend with us here this evening. So, folks, please stay with us. We'll be back after this short break with our very special guest, Grant Hall. The book is called Privacy Crisis, and I would encourage all of you to look into picking this up. Stay with us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Thursday evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Our special guest this evening is the author of this really astounding book. It's called Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living. And really, that's what it's all about here, folks, is being as anonymous as you can. You know, everybody, we all, of course, love to make a difference out there in the world, and I think we all should absolutely strive to do that. But at the same time, you know, even a soldier on the front lines in an information battle is going to take a break periodically. You have to have a refuge. You have to have a place you can go to where you feel safe and secure. So what you have to do is make that place as safe and secure as possible. And I'm not necessarily talking about just where you live, but honestly, being able to tie up some loose ends that are out there because of, I would say, lack of awareness. So you can go to the website and read about this for yourself, www.privacycrisis.com. Grant, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you. You mentioned the federal government being the big culprit when they're data mining and so on and so forth. I might add that investigators, stalkers, identity thieves, of course, all contribute to this. It really doesn't matter who it is that's going to bother you or track you through your credit card purchases, et cetera. They will find you if you use traditional methods of living, and especially in paying bills. That's a very good resource to find people.
Yes.
Your credit... your credit bureau reports, unless you freeze them, like I illustrate in the book on how to do that in many states, you're going to be vulnerable to having somebody track you. And there's a whole lot of things you can do, everything legal, by the way. You can use alternate name debit cards to stop the paper trail at the point of sale, where you make your purchase. You can pay for use cash as a payment mode. You can use money orders in some cases, prepaid telephone cards, and have your banking, both your business side and your personal side, under your control so nobody knows where it is or certainly has no access to it.
Well, that sounds like music to my ears, my friend. I mean, it's such a great thing, and that's what's phenomenal about this book is it outlines, again, all of these ways to do these things and reasons for them. Because, again, it's about, you know, not just your peace of mind, but your physical well-being, your financial well-being, and so on and so forth. There couldn't be any more reasons, I think. If anybody requires, I guess, a rationale for why this stuff is important, you're probably just tuning in for the first time to the show, and we definitely have to lay some foundational elements with them. But that's something we'll have to do at another time, because right now there's too much information that we need to go through here this evening, and I know that the listeners are going to want to interact with you. But so let's start off with this. Just how invisible can a person become?
You can do really, you can become basically off the radar, so to speak, if you carry privacy to the advanced level. However, that's not an easy thing to do, and it's not a cheap thing to do. It takes a while, but the first thing you have to have if you want to escape this horrible crime of identity theft or the becoming a victim of stalkers or the people that are trying to hound you for sales and so on and so forth, or just people that you want to stay away from, the first thing you have to do is you have to have the information. And Frank, thank you for the compliments earlier on the book. I appreciate that. You don't know how many years I struggled to learn what I eventually put down in the book, and I looked everywhere for the information, and frankly, I didn't find it. I had to develop a lot of things. I had some good guidance through some people I worked with, mainly people who are attorneys, before I could put all this down. But basically, the truth of the matter is if you want to learn how to fish, you have to go fishing. And I have really lived the life, as we talked off the air. And so I really have the experience. And if you want to accomplish something, these things are the same in all fields. You have to model after people that have done it and have been successful doing it. And however you measure that success is dependent on what field you're measuring and what accomplishments you're trying to calculate. But seriously, the information is what people need the most. And I hear people saying, well, we've lost all of our privacy. There's even books about that, lost privacy and this and that and the other. And frankly, I believe that technology, as I can point out later in the program, has enabled us to have the most access to privacy in this day and age that we've ever had in our lives. And I'll go further and say that it is possible to keep especially your financial life under your full control, and you've never had a better opportunity than you have today if you know the right resources and if you know how to do it and if you have the right skills. That's key here. You have to learn from somebody who has actually walked the walk.
Very, very well said. And boy, you know, I know there are people out there salivating about this because I think you've contextualized it so well, just about how important this is and how it can be done if you're dedicated to it. Now, at the same time, it's also not something you have to go, as you said at the beginning of the statement there, you don't have to go full bore into this. This is something that you can adopt individual practices and just varying degrees and work towards something. You know, it's not something you have to rush into per se, but like I said, this is the best book I've ever read on the subject, and I've had more than a few sent my way over the years, but this is unparalleled in scope. Stay with me, my friend. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, Grant Hall. During this quick 3-minute break, check out the website privacycrisis.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, friends and foes and everybody in the middle. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm very, very excited that we're able to get our guest with us here this evening because, again, my friends, I'm all about empowerment. I love when people are treated with a certain amount of responsibility. I like when someone says to me, hey, there's some good things out there, but you got to go get it. You know, you have to make it happen. I like that. To me, I consider it a challenge. I've always been better at that sort of thing than simply the condescension where they pat you on the head and say, don't worry, you little slave, we'll take care of it for you. That's why our political system is messed up. That's why every system is messed up, is we relinquish too much of our authority over what we have. And our guest has this book, which I would strongly encourage you to pick up, which tells you all of this stuff. It tells you how, it tells you why, it tells you where, it tells you who, it tells you everything. Okay, and I believe it's also available as an ebook, if I'm not mistaken. Grant, is that true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
It's available on the website as an ebook, and it's available at several different places as a hardbound book at the website, a few bookstores, and also on Amazon.com. So it's certainly out there, and you can pick it up. And it's an educational process, is the way I like to look at learning this field of empowerment of your personal privacy and your business privacy.
Absolutely.
You were speaking, Frank, about the various levels of privacy.
Yes.
Which I think is important because, as you mentioned, it's not something that everybody wants to just jump into and necessarily get the level of privacy that I have over a period of years. That's my choice, and I have reasons for doing that.
Yes.
It's just like when people begin school, not everybody goes to get a PhD. Some accomplish their goals through other levels of education. It's the same with all fields, and privacy is no exception. However, if you have the information, and I've done my very best here, I put every single thing I knew at the time into this book that I knew about the subject. Every single thing. It's nearly 400 pages long, and it was edited. I had a couple of really good editors. I had Ken McFarland, who edited this thing, and he cut it out a lot of the material. So in a couple of weeks, frankly, you can do a lot, and that's if you have the information. And in 30 days, you could disappear, and in 1 year, you could be invisible if you have the information and you have modeled after somebody that has really been able to do that. It's important to emphasize that because there's a lot of people out there that I don't agree with, and I even point that out in the book. I don't believe in turning over your assets to somebody else for the purpose of making your money invisible. I think that's a horrible, horrible idea. I think you should maintain control of everything, and I think that the resources are here, and you need to utilize those, but only can that be accomplished through the educational process. For the time it takes you to go to a semester in a college course, you can become a pretty good expert on privacy if you study this book, and I mean study it. If you don't have the answers, if you think that, if you're going to believe the talking heads that tell you your privacy is lost and you've got to be this and you've got to do that, and I don't buy it. You just haven't read the right resource and you haven't studied hard enough. That's key, and you also have to develop your people skills so that you can get what you want from the people who have the power to give it to you.
Bravo. See, I like this. This is exciting for me. This is empowering. And you're exactly right. Nothing is a lost cause. There's never not a solution. So this is something that really, really, really piques my interest, and it always has. And I applaud you for taking a stand on those particular issues that have been brought up. As I mentioned, I've read some of the books and some of the authors that you've referenced in the book. And, you know, I took umbrage with some of the things that they've said as well. It just, to me, it just seems relatively foolish. And I don't know, maybe it was a joke, maybe tongue in cheek, perhaps. But at the same time, when people are trying to learn something like this, you don't want to lead them down a tangent for your own amusement. So, your book is just fantastic. And I think it's, like I said, the best thing out there. We should probably start with this. And you mentioned about studying it and really applying some of this stuff. So I guess we should probably start with something you list there in the book is the privacy rules. Now, obviously, you need to have that sort of baseline.
Yes, you do. The basics of privacy are pretty simple in their content, but actually learning how to implement these and deciding what you actually need requires some study and also perhaps some counsel. And you need to, first of all, learn to understand that there's several components in your life. There's about seven different areas that are very key to your life that you must gain control over in order to prevent anybody else from interfering with either your business or your personal life. Let's start with identification.
Okay.
You need to have that so that that is under your control, and you know various people have used alternate IDs and pen names and so on and so forth, nicknames. That's not uncommon, and it's always legal to do that if you don't intend to defraud somebody. Your home should be under your control in terms of where you live, should be your own business, and you should have only a select few people know that. It should not be an open book. It should not be in the phone book. It should not be on the credit bureau reports. It should not be on the addresses of your bank, et cetera, et cetera. You are able to travel in secret for the most part, except by airplane, which you can't do that. But there's even ways to handle these things where nobody is going to know your schedule until you actually get on the plane, and by then it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
But driving a car today is still doable as an anonymous person. I illustrate that in the travel section. Your communication system is not that complicated to make you an anonymous communicator. You've got the mail under your control, that it's easily accomplished to have that diverted over to somebody else and have you not receive it at your place of residence or even your business. You've got your telephone that you can go to Kmart and buy an anonymous telephone without registering it in any name at all, and buy prepaid telephone cards. It's really simple. Once you have the information, your computer can be isolated by putting a proxy server and to cause your IP address to be something different than it actually is. You've got finances, of which I've got six total chapters. It's a big section. I'll go on record as saying that if you have the information, today in the United States of America, you can make your money as private as the old standby, the Austrian Sparbuck account, which is a bearer passbook account. Only the guy that owns it and has it in his hand knows whose it is. And so if you have the right resources, you can duplicate this in the United States of America if you know what you're doing. But you have to know what you're doing. You have to have the right resources, and you have to have the skills to do it. In terms of your business life, that depends on your needs. And there you might need some counsel, because not everybody has the same needs, the same requirements. Some people have a career that makes them have to work as an employee, where other people can work as an independent contractor, which can, if they know what they're doing, they can completely bypass any databases that would have employees listed and be able to be tracked through that way. But the most important part of the book is the behavior section. That's the last four chapters of the book. I cannot emphasize this enough, Frank. You must have the skills, people-wise, to convince those people, mainly those that come in contact with you, that have the power to give you what you need to develop a privacy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I have walked into banks and been told no, and walked down to the street to the same branch and been told yes. And it's because I believe that, number one, I persisted, and number two, I found the right person, and I used my very best skills to get what I wanted.
Wow. I love this. This is very, very exciting for I imagine everyone, but for me, having read the book and to hear you speak with it, obviously you're a man who's passionate about what he knows and passionate about what he's experienced and the people you've talked to and interacted with. And I think that to me, you know, I'm speaking to maybe the freest man in America. Provided you're in America. But the point is that, you know, this is what real freedom is about. It's about having it under control. And I think that we all strive for this. And I think most people would look at, like you said, the talking heads and the various things and the quote unquote experts in the mainstream system, who obviously have a vested interest in you continuing on as a member of their system. And they'll tell you it can't be done. Well, it can be done. And you are, your book here is proof of that. It's really fantastic. Let's start out with this. You mentioned about the alternative identification. Let's talk a little bit about that, because obviously, you know, there's different things. Anybody who maybe has gone into a place and wanted to, whatever the case may be, cash a check. Maybe they ask for a photographic identification. And then some places, of course, you might need a certain amount of information in order to acquire credit cards. So let's start with the photographic ID. How does that work, and what can be done? Where can it be done? Because, you know, in some places there are probably less than scrupulous sources who might seek to rip you off. And obviously you have to, as you said, sort of sharpen your people skills a little bit and your discernment ability and try to find one that works, that's on the up and up.
Right. This is a subject that I want to emphasize. The first and foremost priority here with your alternate identification is to make certain that you do everything legal. It's not necessary to do anything illegal. And I cannot, I mean, I really have a sore spot from reading books years ago that would talk about, well, obtain fake documents and try to squeeze through a state government agency line and convince somebody that you're somebody else and get all this stuff, and that's just going to get you into trouble. It's not necessary. In terms of identification, now there is no problem with using an alternate name. You can use a pen name, call it a nickname, call it an alternate name, anything you want. You want to make certain that you don't use it at the wrong time. If a police officer or if a government official asks who you are and if you're on official business, you need to be perfectly honest with him and give him or her your true name. That's likewise the case when you do banking and when you do all official business, in my opinion. You do not want to defraud anybody or even hint of defrauding anybody. But in terms of routine everyday life, privacy seekers do accomplish alternate identification by acquiring, in some cases, fake identification cards. And they do this by obtaining these novelty type of identification cards from any variety of sources. The really serious people always do that. They're also very careful on how they utilize these. So that is so important, is you want to be aware of all the laws in your given jurisdiction and follow those accordingly and use only your alternate name for privacy purposes, not right. for the purpose of defrauding anybody.
Well said. And it needs to be stressed. This is not a how-to guide for anything other than self-protection.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly a good thing. Now, as far as that would go, let's say with the conventional photographic identifications that are available, is there one that you might recommend? For example, there's state identification cards, there's driver's licenses, there's passports.
Right. Now, those are all considered primary identification and your official identification, which are actually always government-issued identification. That's pretty much standard throughout the world as far as I know, and I've spent time in Europe as well as the United States business-wise, so I'm aware of what statutes are overseas as well. The passport is going to allow you the most privacy of the four different primary identifications. The U.S. driver's license and the U.S. state identification card are equal in their seniority, so to speak. The birth certificate is also considered a primary identification, but it's not used or accepted very widely, but it's still usually considered in that category. But the passport will have your photograph on it. It will have your birth date on it. It'll have your place of birth, city and state. It'll have your travel records. It will not have your state of residence, and it won't have your address. And you will probably retain your privacy better by using the passport for purposes which a primary ID is required as opposed to a driver's license. The other real advantage here, Frank, in using the passport is because it's not readily accessible in databases as are state IDs and state driver's licenses. A metro cop, a metro policeman, for example, cannot access the passport records as he or she can with a state-issued driver's license or state-issued ID. So there's a big privacy advantage, and it is should be considered the superior document. When you do banking, for example, and you show them a U.S. passport, that will always be enough if you have an account there, and it will always serve well as a primary ID.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, obviously, excuse me, one of the things that I know people have run into problems, there's a friend of mine down in Little Rock area who, you know, he walks his dog, and occasionally he gets hassled by people, you know, cops and whatnot, and they'll say, let me see your driver's license. He's like, I'm not driving. And I say, well, we need some ID of some sort. Well, this is a way to, of course, address that issue. And, well, very, very easily done, that's for sure. Now, I want to ask you this. Obviously, it looks like we might be in a situation where we have some sort of national ID card, although they would call it a standardized driver's license. And there are new passport rules to go into effect. Now you need passports to go to Canada and come back. Actually, they let you go just fine. Coming back might be more of an issue. And at some point, some of the biometric stuff might come into play, in which case I would think that people would have to discern for themselves which you know, primary identification would be best suited to their purposes, given the options and the way things develop over time. But, Grant, let me ask you to hang on, sir, while we pause for a quick break. You can, of course, respond when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay with us. This may be one of the most important shows you ever hear. And we'll continue with the author of Privacy Crisis, Grant Hall, when we return in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Tail end of our first hour already, my friends. I'm very excited to have you with us here this evening. Let me remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities that we have the likes of which only here in Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Perfect for all sorts of things. Maybe a weekend getaway with the kids. Maybe a weekend getaway without the kids. Maybe family reunions. Maybe we can even do some sort of seminar there. Maybe we could even get someone like our guest to come down there. I don't know. And speak. I don't know. I think it'd be a great location. You can visit them on the web and see it for yourself at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll free at 877-253-7690. Our guest is the author of the book, Privacy Crisis. The website, very easy to remember, privacycrisis.com. Please welcome back to the program, Grant Hall. Grant, thank you for your time.
Yes, hi, I'm glad to be here again. Frank, you were speaking about the Real ID Act, and that is on everybody's mind. It's scheduled to go into effect in May 2008. Just in the last couple of days, I've been reading newspapers that have been saying that there's some states putting up resistance to this act, and some of those include Wyoming and Maine. I believe Washington State and Nevada are also among those. This national ID card that they're trying to throw at us is what many people have determined is going to be their line in the sand. In other words, if you let somebody stick a chip in your pocket and make it mandatory that you use it for everyday living, that is just basically taking your freedom away and certainly your anonymity away. So it's too early to speculate on what is really going to come to pass with this, but I'm glad to see some states that are providing some resistance here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the other thing that's just beautiful about it is, of course, 2008 is an election year. So, you know, we have that on our side. You know, if people put up enough opposition to this, the politicians will do their, you know, their dances and act like they're outraged by even the mere concept. So even if we can continue to prolong stuff like this, that would be a great, great thing. And I imagine, and this is just me speaking, this is absolutely not addressed in the book, but I'm not opposed to throwing a biometric microchipped passport in the microwave for a few seconds. But that, maybe that's just me. But
well, there's going to be there already is an industry developing that is going to be have every product you can imagine available to thwart all the efforts of the other side. You can be assured of that. Whether it's a microwave oven or something else.
There you go. Well said. Very, very well said. We're coming up on a break here already, but one of the things I want to discuss, and I guess this is sort of what we can start down this road because it is kind of along the lines of what we were just discussing. And this is, of course, your real name, I guess you could say. Is this something that you should keep? How private should you keep this, I guess, is a better way to phrase that.
That's everybody's own business, and you have to make that decision yourself. I think if you educate yourself about what you really have to do legally, that'll be a big start. And also, it depends on your station in life and also how exposed you are, and also a number of factors. Somebody in a position like yourself, you might have different needs than somebody else. It just depends on what your history is and what you have basically at stake here.
Yeah.
But you're only required to use it for legal purposes. As far as I know, there's no statutes that prevents you from using an alternate name for everything that's non-official.
It's fantastic. Well, I certainly like that. Folks, please stay with us. We have to pause here for a brief and required legal station identification. Then we'll be back with another exciting hour with our special guest tonight, Grant Hall. Please stay with us.
Attention.